Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Iraisa is Pesachim Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Pesachim Chaf Amud Beis. We left off towards the top of the page, rather large Amud. I was spent most of the day just reading through the Gemara. It's actually a beautiful Chazara on many of the Mishnayos, Braises we've quoted in the last six or seven blah. Today's the last Amud, essentially, to finish the parak, probably finish tomorrow, Mitzchem, but last Amud in this seven blah of Tum Vitar of Chinis Galkanim, and we get to chazer over a lot of the Mishnayos and Braises in the all in the context of coming to answer stiris, seeming stiris in the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So we have a couple of stiris in Yeshua, and that'll take us travel through various Braises. Let's pick it up from Rav Chizda Rami Pischa Apischa. This is two dots, three lines down at the top of the page. Rav Chizda Rami Pischa Apischa. Rav Chizda es a stira the Gabe. It's really Rabbi Yeshua Shita in with regard to Pesach. Umishani, and he answered the stira. What was the stira? When we have Rabbi Shua Shteim Kachas, Rabbi Shua saying you could burn chametz of truma tahira with chametz of truma, which is tame on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, or actually not tame, even tluya, even potentially tame dika chametz of truma. Could it be burned with vaday tame dika chametz of truma? V'ramin we have a stira on Rabbeisi. Ain't any of them. The Raya Beisi says. Then Rabbeisi is talking to our mayor, and he says the need does not tame to the Raya, meaning. The Nidin, you're coming to compare. What do we have in the beginning of our whole topic? What was Chanina Skanakanim's first statement? That they never refrained from burning Hektish that was Tame in one level with Hektish that was Tame on a lower level. And I basically said that your Nidin is not, and therefore they wanted to connect it to burning Chametz of Chuma Tameya together with Chametz of Chuma that's not Tame because it's all Chametz that's going to be Usher anyway in a few moments on Pesach or Erev Pesach even. So Rabbi Yossi says back, when the Rabbi Seinu testified about the practice of the Kahanim, Amayidu, what did they testify? What was the first case from Rabbi Chanina's Kanakadim's case? If it was Basr, that was Nitma with a Vladatama. She surfed and said in Basr Shinim of Avatama that it's able to burn with Basr that became Tama the Avatama, which we explained back then. It was a Basr that became Tama the Avatama, which is a Rishon, being burned with Basr of a Vlad, which is really a Shlishi. So the level of Tama of the Vlad is being upgraded, so to speak. It's being more intensified to a level of Sheinil Tama. And we said it's fine, you could do that. Well, guess what? Zetam Vizetame. Over there, both were actually Tame. Imal Shemen. And even if you go with the second testimony, that was Rabbi Kiva's testimony, right? Haysif of Rabbi Kiva, if you remember, back from Nafi Dalad. Imal Shemen Shinisab Tvulyaim. If we spoke about Shemen, that became Pasal by Tvulyaim, which is a Shani. Shemadlikin, Tvulyaim Zashani. Shemadlikin, I said, Benesh Timbin Mace, which can become burnt together with Nair. Tvulyaim Zashani, he makes the Shemen that he touches into a Shlishi, which is really what we call a level of Psul, it's no longer tummy. It's puzzle because it doesn't go further, but fine, but it still is puzzle. And you let it burn it with that which became tummy bener, shenim tummy mace, and now that became tummy mace. So it's being burnt together with, let's say, even a region, still zep puzzle, zep tummy. The shaman that we're in discussion is at least puzzle, and it's being burned with tummy, so that they both have an element of tummy there. How could you compare it to the case of chametz? Afan umaydim says Rabbi Yossi will agree. Petruma shenimis bevadatuma that truma that became tummy with a vadatuma shesarfen isai of and chametz and erev pesach shesarfen isai truma shenimis bevadatuma. You could burn it with vadatuma with avatuma. That's fine. That which became tummy from avatuma with that which became tummy from vadatuma. Avlehech nisraf afilu tluya im tameya. How could you even burn? Forget about truma of tar chametz with truma of chametz tameya. How could you even burn truma of tluya suffik tuma im maybe Elyonav will come and be megala that this that we thought was a suffic tuma tumeya is takatar. So how could you burn it together? Over here we're saying Rabbi Yeshua held no problem burning together, and Rabbi Yossi said very clearly you can't burn it together. There's a chil between Rabbi Shimon in Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi in Rabbi Yeshua. That you're right. And according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua, Yitaka cannot burn together something which is Tluya, Suffolk Tame, with something which is Tame, and certainly Vade Tar cannot be burned Tame, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua, you indeed can. And the Gemara is going to elaborate in the Braisa, how will we see this? So the Gemara, the time limit to the Braisa, Arba Asa Shcholias B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Mevarnas HaKol B'Fei Shabbos, again, this is a Braisa we've already had, with Chazri. Mevarnas HaKol B'Fei Shabbos, you get rid of everything before Shabbos. V'Sarfin Truma Sameas, Tuyas, Tuyas, and you attack a burn Truma that's Tamei, that's Tuya, Safi Tamei, and Tar, Tivir Meir, says you can burn all together in one fire, no problem, Tashitas or Meir. Abasi Amir, no, Tar B'Fanas, Tuyas B'Fanas, Abasi says, Tar's got to be burned separately, Tuyas B'Fanas, Tuyas B'Fanas, you have to have three separate fires to burn the three separate levels Vadi Tame, Vaditar, and Suffolk all in its own pile, each in their own pile. Amar Rab Shimon, now that was Rabbi Yasi, comes on Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon says, Lenechel Belezer Bishua, Al Tayra, Val Tame, and Rab Belezer and Bishua don't argue when it comes to Tame and Tar, Shane Surfin, that you don't burn them together. Even Rab Shua, Rab Belezer agree, you don't burn Tame and Tar together. Al Tliyev Tayra, and they don't argue about Tliya and Tayra that you can, yes, burn them together, Shazarfin. You're able to burn Tliya, that which is Suffolk Tar, and that which is Suffolk, and that which is Vadi Tar, can, yes, be burned together. Amanechlu is the Machlaikis, Al Tliya Valtameya, burning Suffolk Tama with Vadi Tama. Shablaza Aimer to serve Zuba Asma Zubasma. Shablaza says you still have to burn those two separately. Suffolk Tama cannot be burned with Vadi Tama. Rabbi Shua Aimer, this is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua saying clearly, Rabbi Shua Aimer Shten Gachas, Rabbi Shua holds that you can burn Suffolk Tame with Vadi Tama. So here we clearly have that Rabbi Shimon in the sheet of Rabbi Shua holds Suffolk Tame could be burned with Tame, and Rabbi Yisrael argued Neil to know Suffolk Tame cannot be burned with Tame, so therefore don't tell me of a steer in Rabbi Shua. The answer to the steer in Rabbi Shua is one is Rabbi Yisrael according to Rabbi Shua, he's more machmer, says he can't burn Suffolk Tame with Tame Vadai, and Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Shua argues and says you couldn't, yes, burn Suffolk Tame with Vadai Tame. Okay, says the Gemara, 1 second. Your answer is not so good for us. Why? Hamasis Rabbi Yasi. Because our Mishnah that we had at Daf Yudalad is Rabbi Yasi. So if our Mishnah is Rabbi Yasi, the one speaking in our Mishnah, how can you say that in our Mishnah where Yeshua says you could burn Suffolk Tamei Chametz, Chuma, Suffolk Tamei Chametz on Erev Pesach, where Suffolk Tamei Chuma of Chametz on Erev Pesach with Vadai, that's Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yasi is the one that says he cannot? Says the Gemara, Hakam Rabbi Yasi Rameir. You're right. Rabbi Yasi was talking to our Mayor as follows. Rameir, remember, if you remember, holds that you could burn everything together. Tame, Vadei, Tar, and Suffolk, all those chametz that are going to be destroyed. Again, the basic logic is, like I said right from the beginning, since they're ultimately going to be usher in, they're usher on Pesach anyway, they're all destined to be destroyed. You can burn all together. That's Rameir Shita. And Rabbi Yasi now is responding to Rameir. He himself doesn't hold this way, but he's saying to Rameir as follows. I feel Rabbi Shimon believe in Yeshua, even, not my opinion of Yeshua, even Rabbi Shimon's opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, to Makel, who was Makel, who allowed Chuma Suffolk to be burnt with Chuma Vadai Tuma. That's Dafka by Ki Makel, but Tluya B'Tmeya, by a Suffolk and a Vadai of Tame. Ava B'Taira to burn Tairo Tmeya, Tara and Tame, Tame Vadai with Tara Vadai, like even a Bishua, even Rabbi Shimon, according to Bishua, didn't agree. So Rabbi Yis himself and Rabbi Shua held, you can't even burn Suffolk Tmeya and Vadai Tmeya. But he was just quoting from the opinion of the one who's more Makel than Rabbi Shua, namely Rabbi Shimon and Bishua, who held that Suffolk you can, but Vadai Tamar and Tamar you cannot. So how, Rameir, are you saying in Erev Pesach to burn Tar and Tamay? Okay, that's all the answer to the first, essentially the first tira in Erev Bishua was, does Erev Bishua allow burning a Suffolk Truma Tamaya with a Vadai Truma Tamaya? And the answer shortly is that it depends according to who. According to Erev Shimon, he holds he can. According to Erev Yasi, Erev Bishua holds he cannot. We're going to ask another tira in Bishua and answer it, and answer this tira as well. But again, I believe every single member we're going to quote in this tira, if not every member, it's come on everyone, is going to be members that we've had before, and they're nice, clear chazaras. Let's see. Rabbi Sechanina, Rami Truma Apischa. Rabbi Sechanina, when he has this tira, he has this tira from Truma, Legabe, the sheet of Rabbi Shua, but Truma, Legabe, the sheet of Rabbi Shua of Pesach. The sheet of Rabbi Shua, but Truma that we're referring to over here is the Mishnayis that we quoted. Remember, we quoted two Mishnayis and Trumas. We recorded Mishnah, Perches, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Ches Mishnah Tess. We quoted that again a couple of months ago, and we're going to ask a stira from Perek Ches Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah Trumas. First, we're going to ask a stira from that Mishnah to our Mishnah here in Pesachim, and then we're going to ask a subsequent stira from Mishnah Ches to Mishnah Tess alone. Very straightforward. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Rami Truma Pischa Umishani, and he says the answer. What's the stira? Remember, Rabbi Shmuel Shem Kachas. Rabbi Shmuel says by us in the Mishnah Pesachim that by Chametz and Erev Pesach you can burn together Tamei together with Suffolk Tamei Truma of chametz can be burned with vade, tamei, truma of chametz, they can burn together. Does it really hold that way? I've reminded of a steer for the mission of trumas. Chavisha truma shenel ba suffik tuma. If you have a barrel of truma, that a suffik tuma was nailed in this barrel. What do you do, Rabbi Elazar Eimer? It might be nachas b'makam b'turf, yanecham b'makam b'mutzna, then hayisim b'guli yechasen. Rabbi Elazar says, you still got to protect it. If it was in a open place, put it in a closed place. If the cover was uncovered, cover it. Just because it's a Suffolk now, if it's tummy or not, don't leave it exposed. You still got to protect it, because on the side that's tar, you need to protect it. It's truma that's tar, you got to protect it. What does Rabbi Shua say? It's truma that we're not sure if it's tar. And therefore, in a way, Adraba, we would be happy for it to get a vade status of tumma. Now we could do something with it. Having a Suffolk status, you can't burn it, and you're leaving it around, but you can't eat it. It's a weird, it's a dangerous situation. So Shua, what do you do? If it was in a protected area, concealed place, turfa adraba, put it into an open area, exposed. If Maisa Mechusef was covered, you can let it uncover it. The point is, you're putting it in a matzah where hopefully it'll develop a vade tumma. What do you see? You're not making a tumma biyadayim. You're putting it in a matzah where hopefully it'll happen by itself. Says the Gemara, grum in biyadayim loy. We see over here that legab mesechta trumas, we have by the suffolk truma tamea, we allow it to be, or according to Beshua, we put in a matzav where by itself grama it'll become tamei, but we don't do biyadayim. Yet in the Mishnah over here in Pesachim Daf Yudal, we're saying you burn the chametz that is vaday tamei, truma tamea, together with that a suffolk where you're being matame biyadayim, and it's okay. We have a steer if you can be matame biyadayim, a suffolk truma tamei or not. By us, we're saying you can, and over there you're saying you cannot. That's the steer. Says the Gemara, Umeshani, and Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Chanina answers, Harab Shimon Libi Beshua, Harab Yisi Beshua. We already know the answer that according to Rabbi Shimon in Rabbi Yeshua, we do allow to be matame biyadayim, suffolk truma tamea, even though it's only a suffolk, you can put it together with truma, vade truma tamea, and burn it, and you can, you metam biyadayim, and according to Rabbi Yisi, that's the Mishnah Trumas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we are more machmer, by a suffolk, you're not metama biyadayim. Ask the Gemara further, another steamer in Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Blaz Rami Truma Truma. Rabbi Blaz says, at the steamer in Yeshua, in those two Mishnayas, we didn't call the second one yet, in the two Mishnayas in Trumas alone, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Why? Umeshani, and he answers the steer. What's the steer? Remember, Mishu Grumma and Bidayim Light. Mishnah Ches, he's saying very clearly, uncover it, leave the barrel in an exposed area. You're not being metam of the barrel this of Suffolk Truma, but you're leaving in a matzah where it could be, yes, become tummy. Great. But sounds like Dafka Grumma, not Bidayim. But look at the next Mishnah. For a mini look at Mishnah Tess over there, Chavisha Truma Shanishpur Begat Leyainer. Remember this case where you have a barrel of Truma that's in an upper level. In the, you're in the wine press, in the vat, the area over there, you have a barrel of Truma, which is Truma. That is tar. That the barrel broke and it's dripping down and it's going to drip down into a big vat, a much bigger, large barrel of chulin. The chulin happened to be chulin tamayim. Now chulin tamayim is fine. The people who are machmir not to eat chulin tamayim because they try to eat everything on taras hakodesh. But bats of chulin tamayim is only truma tamayim is a problem eating it. Chulin tar is fine, but if the truma is going to fall into the chulin, now you got a problem. Because since the chulin is tamei, and the truma falls in, when truma gets mixed in with chulin, you also have a problem. If you have a sheir bittel, great, but if you have a sheir bittel, then it has to be eaten by a kayin. Okay, so it has to get you diminish who can eat it, but it can still be eaten by a kayin. But not in this case. In this case, where your truma, which was tar, is going to fall into chulin tameim, you're now going to have a mix of truma with chulin, and it's all going to be tamei. And truma tameia is also for anyone to eat. And therefore, you're going to mess up the ability to eat any of this big vat of chulin. So what do you do? Now, the story over there goes that he only had handy next to him a kli to catch the truma that's dripping from the ceiling. The kli itself was tummy. So you have the chulin on the ground, the chulin lower down is tummy, and the kli is going to use to gather the truma that it shouldn't fall into the chulin. That kli is also tummy. The difference is, if it falls by itself, it becomes tummy. By itself, you don't do anything. If you put the kli there, you're being matam b'yadayim. You're hastening the tumma by being matam b'yadayim. Are you allowed to do that? So let's see the Mishnah inside. It says the Mishnah, chavisha truma shenish b'gad yain, the chavisha barrel truma that fell from, that broke in the upper up in the upper vat in the upper yeah the upper vat in this in this storage area of a tachtei chulin tamayin, and in the, by the wine press over there, there's plenty of chulin tamayin underneath which the truma is going to fall into. So they both agree, if you could somehow get a hold of a tar kli, which would enable you to salvage some of this truma that's dripping, even if by the time you get the kli, all you have left is a revius of truma dripping, as long as you can save up to a revius of truma betara, that's your first option. You have to go find the kli that's tar, come back, you already messed up all your chulin, most of the truma dripped in and got messed up too. Too bad. You got to save whatever truma you can save. Says the Gemara, they both agree, Shemech Latzim Enavius Patara, Yatzel, you got to do that, even at the cost of losing all of that chulin and most of the truma as well. Vimlav, the truma you can lose anyway, because there's no option to save it, but you can lose most of the chulin and you have no choice. Vimlav, but what if you're not going to be able to save even Enavius? By the time you get a clear start, all the truma will have dripped out of the upper vat. So now you're not going to be able to save the truma anyway. So what's the question? Let the truma fall into the chulin and mess up the chulin and truma, or use a tummy to kli to at least intercept the truma from falling down, and the chulin will be saved. The problem with doing that is you're being metama the truma only for a second earlier, but a moment earlier, be a dayim. Are you allowed to do that? You gotta let it drop. You can't be matam b'yadayim. You have to let the truma drop into the chulin. Don't make the truma. Don't make it tummy with your own hand. the Rabbi Yeshua. Ayim Rabbi Yeshua says, Yitzvah Rabbi Yad, no, bring the kli over, and be Matam Biyad. In order to salvage the chulin, you could bring the tummy to the kli to intercept the chuma, to salvage the chulin, even though you'd be Matam Biyad. Now, the Chayav Astira, we just said a Mishnah Ches, the very Mishnah right before this, in Trumas, that you only let expose the barrel, uncover the barrel, put it into place where it will become Tameh on its own by the Suffolk of Tumah. But to actually be Metameh Daim, you can't. So we have a Astira whether Rabbi Shua allows being Metameh Biyadayim or not. Umishani, and we answer, Shani Hasman de Gehef Sechulin. Over there, there's no Hefsid. Leave it out, let it get exposed, let it become Tameh Vaday, and then you'll burn it. There's no Hefsid in letting it take some time till it becomes Tameh, so no need. In our case, by the vat, if you don't intercept the truma, it's going to ruin all the chulin. It's a big loss, and therefore we allow for being matame daim. Just to be clear, you're not stam as a being matame daim, something that wouldn't become tame. It's going to become tame anyway a second later. So you're just hastening the tuma. The Makom Hefsid, we're makel. So it's not a stira in Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, 1 second. So Hefsid is a reason to allow it to be matame be a daim. So why don't you say, get back to our sugya? Why don't we allow it to burn even truma tamea with truma tahir by chametz in order to save on the firewood? Making separate fires is separate firewood. Maskram, if it sounds familiar, it should. We had this exact shock of daya, these few lines earlier, a couple, 4 or 5 blad ago, earlier in these sugyas. Maskva Rava, Masi Sanami, Ekevsa Eitzim. What happened to the Hefsid Eitzim in our Mishnah? Amalabai, Baisis back, Lefsim Rubu Chashashu, Lefsim Mule Chashashu, Hefsim Rubu Chashashvor, Hefsim Mule Chashashvor. We actually didn't spend that much time focusing on Hefsim Ruba versus Hefsim Mu'at. What's called Hefsim Ruba? Everything, what's considered a big Hefsim, what's a small Hefsim? So the Pesachim, the Pesachet Shuvah actually is found in Hilchas Trefus. I think Simulam Aleph in Hilchas Trefus, Pesachet Shuvah elaborates, and he brings that there's those that want to say that the status of Hefsim Ruba is based on percentage. If I'm going to lose X percent of the item, let's just make up a number, 50%, Hefsim Ruba. If it's less, that's not called Hefsim Ruba. But the problem is he brings other kind of arguments say that the Lechur is a little bit shver. Why? Because let's say I have an item's worth $10 and I lose half of it. Half of it is $5. I'm not minimizing $5, but it's $5. You tell me if I'm going to lose 40% of a $1 million item, that's not Hefsim Ruba, because percentage-wise, it's only 40%, not 50%. And when it's a $10 item, if I lose 50%, that's called Hefsim Ruba, because 50% is one's $5 and at the end of the day, and one's going to be on a $1 million item, 40% is $400,000. How could you call $400,000 not Hefsim Ruba and $5 Hefsim Ruba? Doesn't make sense. And therefore, he brings from the Har Carmel that wants to say that it's totally in the people, it's totally in a person's level, his anias, his ashiras, and not totally in the item itself, it's totally in the level of the people, which is also a little complicated because it's the Satvech Leshirma a little bit. It goes based on the person, whether or not it's considered Hefsim Ruba, but you could have a standard whether most people is going to Hefsim Ruba or not, but it's not based on percentage of the item, it's based on the item itself. Is this considered valuable? First of all, for this person, is it valuable? Or in general, for society at large, is this considered valuable? Now, that's sad that it's totally in each individual person as opposed to society at large, is it lends itself to a big, a very unique situation. Let's say you have something which for Reuven is called Hefsim Ruba, and therefore he's allowed to save it, he's allowed to be Mekel, in this case he's allowed to be Metam Beyadayim. And now he goes and he's Mekel. For Shimon's a much wealthier guy, it's not Hefsim Ruba for him, it's nothing. He spends that money, he throws it out for, throws it out maybe it's a bit lushen, but he spends it, you know, for just for leisure on a regular morning, so it's for him it's not a big deal. Would Shimon be mutter to partake in Reuven's heter? Since for Shimon it's not Hefsim Ruba, maybe for him the heter doesn't apply. Do we say once it's mutter for Reuven, it's mutter for Shimon as well? It's a Gishmak HaChakira, it's a discussion in the Achreinim. Okay, let's go weiter. Says Gemara, Maskeflo, we said, we already asked Hefsim Ruba of the Eitzim, Hefsim of the Eitzim, Abaye says no, it's called Hefsim Mu'at, not Hefsim Ruba, and therefore we're not nervous. Umanat Tamra, how do we know Hefsim Ruba Chashashu, that would make a chil between Hefsim Ruba that were Cheshish, who left Hefsim Mu'at Chashashu, Hefsim Mu'at, but not Cheshish? Italian went to the Bais, Chavish Shemen, Chavish Shal Shemen Chuma. Notice we're switching here from wine to oil. A chavis of oil of chuma, shishu begatayin, which broke in the upper gat, with a tefrein chulin tamein, and the lower vat was chulin, which was tamei. And now if the chuma drops in, it'll mess up all that chulin. Over there, if you could save Revias, same story, if you can go get a kli and save Revias, that should be your first job. Save a Batara, that's the first option. Vim lav, but over there, Rabbi Shua's Maida to Rabbi Lezer. If you cannot save Revias, then let it all fall in. You cannot use a Tamei kli to catch, to intercept the shemen of truma. You can't intercept and make it tami daim by the shemen, by the wine. You're able to, according to Rabbi Yeshua, not according to Elazar, by the oil. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees he cannot. What's the difference? What's the difference? L'chayre? Now, by the way, don't make a mistake and say val tamiyad and don't be tamiyad. Don't make a mistake and say what we know today, that oil was considered much cheaper than wine. That's what we have today. Back in the Gemara's times, in the Mishnayos, it's very clear that the Gemara discusses that if one has a barrel of wine, that a barrel of oil that broke, and his friend has a barrel of wine, the friend, if he goes and pours out his wine to save the oil, it's a shayla of what the bala ayayin owes the bala shema. But the point is, you would pour out wine to save oil. You'd pour out wine to save oil. Clearly, oil back then was considered more valuable than wine, not less. So that's not the nekuda here. The nekuda is very simple. The halacha is, when you have truma tamea, you can't eat it, right? But you can use it for fire. You can use it as fuel. So oil that's tamei of truma still has a usage. Use it for fuel. Whereas wine that's tamei has no usage. So that's the chayr of the here. We're saying that the shemen is not a hefse meruba. Why? Because, yeah, you can't use it for food, but you can still use it for fuel, and therefore it still has a value, has a usage. Whereas wine lost its usage totally, and therefore it's considered hefse meruba. That's our raya, the hefse meruba. Rabbi Yeshua, you see very clearly, he's mekel, and he's the machmer by shemen, which is hefse mut. We see you make this chiluk. Ask the Gemara, not so fast. Just like shemen could be used for fuel, wine could be used. They used to sprinkle wine to, they used to in general sprinkle liquids to keep the dust down. They used to have dirt floors. They sprinkle liquid to keep the dirt down. And wine in particular had a good aroma. They would sprinkle it to give off a good odor in the room. So it says the Gemara, Mashna shemen, the word lahadik shemen is fit for using for oil, for fire, for kindling. Yayinami, royal azilif, it's fit for sprinkling on the floor. Says Gemara, v'chi, tame, zilf, amilsa. Maybe you say zilf is nothing, just for getting a good aroma, is not considered a real usage. V'amashmum, b'shem v'chia, sheisim melug b'sela, u'mazalfim melug b'shtayim. Shmuel said that one should drink wine of a lug that can be purchased for a sela. When it comes to zilif, you could sprinkle wine of a lug which is purchased for tuslam, meaning the more expensive is used for the sprinkling. Obviously, it's a very good usage. It's more expensive. Use the better wine for sprinkling than for drinking. Clearly, it's a good usage. So, what are you telling me that there's no option? It's not considered hefzid by the wine. It's a hefzid meruba as opposed to shaman and hefzid mut because it still has usage. Wine also has usage. It says the Gemara b'chadash, because the price is dealing with a new barrel of wine. A new barrel of wine doesn't yet have, if it's not aged, it doesn't have that aroma and it won't serve that purpose. Says the Mar of Arei Lashna, no, age it. Let the wine age. The Mar says, that we understand. Once the wine is already tummy, you don't want to start aging tummy wine, because Chuma Tamea wine is a major takal. If you eat it, right, there's a chiv of Misabi de Shemayim for eating Chuma Tamea. And therefore, we don't want to leave it around till it ages, because it's very dangerous. Us the day, takala. Says the Mar, Shemin Abbas, the takala Shemin also, using it for fuel, isn't it going to be Yelidia takala, us the takala, till you use it up? Says Gemara, the rumi lebikli ma'is shem. You put it into disgusting kli. You put it in disgusting kli. So we're not going to have the kala. What's the kala? You may come to eat it before you burn it. You won't eat it once it's in a disgusting kli. No one's taking it to eat it. In fact, Gemara, obviously same question. But yayinami rumi lebikli ma'is yayin. Also, you're going to put it into disgusting kli. Gemara says, what's something you're going in a circle? The whole point of this wine is for a good aroma, for zilaf. Once you put in disgusting kli, you lose that benefit of being able to be mezalif. The zilaf. You need fazilif, but kli mice. Ramila, you're going to put it in disgusting kli. The whole point is to have fazilif. Are you going to put it into disgusting kli? That can't be. And therefore, by the wine, it's not considered hefse meruba because there's no usage. You can't keep it around. That's takala. And you can't, we're talking about a case where it's new wine and you can't use it as is fazilif. And therefore, it's hefse meruba. Whereas by the shaman, it wasn't hefse meruba because you could use it right now for fire, for fuel, and even if it takes time for it to get burnt up, you put it into a mustard kli, when I read about the kala. But we just proved our point that there's a chiluk between hefsim ruva and hefsim ruva, hefsim mut. We'll pause over here, and we'll finish the Perkamitz Shem and start the back tomorrow, and start move back to Psachim Sugyas, back away from the Tumah V'Tahara. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we will be back in person.